With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Drivers are facing the highest prices they've seen at the pump in about 2.5 years, according to Motor Club AAA. The national average for a gallon of regular gasoline has jumped now to more than $3.84 a gallon. That's up from $2.98 seen before the war. Correspondent Charles de la Desma reports Israel has struck targets in Beirut while Iran sends missiles toward Israel and Gulf neighbors.
Iran is lashing out following the killing of one of its top leaders in an airstrike with attacks on its Persian Gulf neighbors and Israel, using some of its latest missiles to evade air defenses and killing at least two people near Tel Aviv as the war in the Middle East shows no sign of slowing. Israel, meanwhile, has kept up intense pressure on Lebanon with strikes, it says, targeting Iran-backed Hezbollah militants, hitting multiple apartment buildings in Beirut and killing at least six people. In Iran, the Bushehr nuclear power plant complex was hit by a projectile, but there were no injuries and the plant suffered no damage. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Things are looking good for one U.S. company, as Lisa Dwyer reports. Macy's.
Macy's is reporting stronger than expected profits from the crucial fourth quarter of last year, and comparable sales are up again. The department store says an overhaul of its merchandise and improved customer service is leading to more spending by shoppers. The company, which also operates upscale Bloomingdale's and the beauty chain Blue Mercury, offered a mixed outlook for the year.
That is Lisa Dwyer reporting. Airlines are rushing to get back on schedule after severe weather forced the cancellation of some 1,000 flights on Tuesday. FlightAware says in addition to the canceled flights, some 4,200 had to be delayed. Travelers also being delayed as a result of the Democrats' ongoing government shutdown. This is SRN News. New study of Christian media. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
It comes from the Barna Group, and it finds that 60% of American adults engage with Christian media of some kind, and about half of them do so at least once per week. Two-thirds of adults say they believe Christian media is trustworthy. But the Barna report goes on to say, quote, engagement brings scrutiny. Among heavy consumers, 45% say the content can be divisive, and 40% say it sometimes makes Christians look bad. Michael Harrington reporting.
Four teens arrested on suspicion of setting off an explosive outside a Dutch synagogue will face charges of terrorism. The Rotterdam Public Prosecutor's Office says the adolescents are suspected of causing an explosion, arson, and attempted arson, all with the intent of instilling fear in the Jewish community. Synagogues around the world have been on edge, and several have been attacked since the joint U.S.-Israeli strikes against Iran began. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason now with a midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street remains in the grip of intense volatility from the Iran war. The price of U.S. crude fell back a bit despite a renewed barrage from Iran targeting its Gulf neighbors. Wholesale inflation, as measured by the Producer Price Index, staged a comeback last month. Producer prices rose 3.4%, the biggest jump in a year. With higher oil prices aggravating inflation, the Federal Reserve is widely expected to keep rates on hold. Fed policymakers wrap up their latest two-day meeting later today. The Fed will also release a set of quarterly economic projections, which could result in the central bank trimming its forecast of one rate cut this year to zero. Shares of Macy's jumped 7%, the department store reporting stronger than expected fourth quarter profits. Macy's credits an overhaul of its merchandise and improved customer service. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
More at SRNnews.com.